Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Tickled.
Why?
Well, you got your hood up around your headphones. Is it that cold in here?
I just get chilly. I tell you what's not cold right now. It's my feet.
You got your nice new... You got jealous because I had house shoes.
Yeah, I did.
And I love mine. Thank you.
You're welcome. I got mine on sale.
We took a week off.
Two, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. Who's keeping track? Seth is keeping track.
Seth is.
But lots of stuff has happened.
Has it? I just feel normal.
Well, it stayed pretty normal for you, kind of.
By normal, I mean crippling anxiety, borderline depression.
Are you serious?
Have you met me?
That's just, we call that Tuesday here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've had some fun.
Yeah.
Sir. You are just too cute in your glasses. I'm just wearing them because you know I like them.
I'm trying to get on your good side. You think I've been mean to you?
We have been off a couple of past...
My jokes aren't hidden. Like they, she's not capable of taking my jokes.
Well, that doesn't make me like you anymore. I don't know if it's me not capable. I just feel off. There's something like... I don't know. There's like a condescending tone between both of us right now.
Let's fix it. We're going to fix it now. We're going to talk about life, love. If you appreciate what you're hearing, give us a share.
I like how you turn your
into an intro.
Yeah. Your effort to
turn it around
by making a podcast intro.
Well, we're doing a podcast.
Nothing is more romantic.
Oh, I'd save the romance for after.
You're too much. What are you talking about?
I don't know. We have a list, but neither one of us have our phones.
We left our phones upstairs.
Maybe this is the best way.
Let's do it. Let's hit it.
All right. So since we talked last, I went to New Hampshire.
Yes. It was a surprise, and I almost ruined it.
Yes.
On,
on this podcast, she was talking about it.
Two or three weeks ago, I said something and you gave me the meanest, like, shut up stare. And I was like, why can't people know you're going to New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like illegal or something.
No, no. Jason Ellis and I went to New Hampshire and Asa to surprise Lacey Lewis for his 40th birthday.
Happy birthday.
It was a hit. We were a hit.
Oh, my God.
So, wait, we'll get to that part. Surprise.
Okay. I'm going to let you take it from here, and then I'm going to give the version of, like, what happened on my end. So, Wednesday night, Gary takes off while it's snowing.
I do. I go to Louisville. I stay with Ellis. We wake up. We go to New Hampshire. And then we wait for Lacey to get off work, and he was in a bad mood because he had to work late, and it was his actual birthday, so he's getting home later than he normally would. Truck broke down or something, whatever. Meanwhile, we're having a fun time with his wife and her parents, and
you guys were sending text messages pretending you were still here.
Uh huh.
Like, Lacey.
Well, that's one of the biggest fears is that it wasn't going to be a surprise, which Asa ruined it, his surprise.
How did he ruin it?
Well, he brought took his girlfriend, and before they went on up north to Niagara Falls, and she took pictures and posted them on Facebook.
And no.
Yeah.
Guys, don't post everything.
Yeah, or just wait. Anyway.
Just wait, yeah.
So, that was off. So, when Lacey walked in, we were in, like, their side room. And everybody told him happy birthday, then me and Ellis walked out. It was all a big surprise.
Was he, like, excited?
Oh, yeah, cried.
Don't say stuff like that.
I mean, he did.
That's exciting. I like surprises.
Yeah. I think I was the big, like, it was more surprising that I was one of the ones that went, you know.
When Gary gets out of the house in general, people are super concerned.
Concerned, just surprised.
You have made an effort, like, you're to be more social.
Well, it's loyalty. He came and celebrated with me for mine and Rob's birthday. Sure. So, we planned this December-ish.
Honestly, we were talking about it the weekend of your birthday.
Right. And then which I played it off because, I mean, it's basically Canada and it's freezing cold.
Right.
They got like 40 inches of snow earlier this year. If you want to go back and listen to when we did our closer look with Lacey, it's here on however you listen to podcasts. But they had just got like 40 inches of snow. So I was like, that's great. And we just missed a nor'easter as we're leaving. Like when we're at the airport coming home, they're canceling all the flights north. So.
Yeah, it's really hit or miss weather-wise up there. But it's, I mean, the fall time.
And I took.
Amazing.
5 pairs of shorts.
Oh my gosh.
1 pair of pants.
No toothbrushes.
I did take a toothbrush.
Didn't take your medicine.
Didn't take my medicine. Abby. Calls the doctor, gets it.
When I realize it, I'm like, oh my God. And I tell you, and he's like,
it'd be all right.
I'm like, no, you can't go that many days without your medicine. It makes me really
nervous.
It's
not like life-saving medicine.
I feel like you say that, but I feel like it's something if you miss. Like, your doctor clearly sided with me because I called the doctor. I tell the nurse, I'm like, look, my husband's not going to call. I don't know if you're allowed. I don't know if this breaks HIPAA, but this is what we're going to do. I said, he needs his medicine. So here's a social, here's everything you need to know. She was like, I don't need to know all that. And I have your little medicine bottle in my hand. And I'm like, he doesn't think he should have it, but I'm going to tell you right now, he needs it. And I was like, I just want you to side with me on this. And if you can get the doctor to side with me. And she's like laughing. I was like, I'd really appreciate it. She goes, let me ask him. I'm sure it's not a problem. He's coming in today. We'll call you right back. Well, some hours went by and I was like, oh my God, if they do not do this, I'll be so pissed. And so, because like, it was like 7 and I was like texting Kelsey, like, give me the closest pharmacy you have up there. And I need the number and the address. And the doctor called me and 4 pills sent to New Hampshire. I was like, he'll pick them up. And then I call the pharmacy an hour later. It's been filled. He was like, it's for 4 pills. I was like, that is correct, sir. What time do you close? He will be there.
Yeah.
So I didn't want you to get sick.
Yeah, it cost 11 cents.
I was just generally nervous about various things. That was just one more thing on my list to like.
Yeah, so I got these glasses on Tuesday.
And he looks so cute.
First night there, Thursday night, Abby sends a text. Whatever you do, don't let him lose or break his glasses.
Kind of half joking.
Almost immediately. And I don't see it right away. I walk in to where everybody's at, and Kelsey, Lacey's wife, is holding, what's like the side called?
The arm.
The arm of the glass. She's like, are these yours? I was like, no, my glasses are in, I put them in the bedroom. And I go back there, and sure enough, there's my glasses laying face up with one arm bitten off by the dog, Cooper. And he had it in his mouth and whittled it into a shank.
And I totally think that's okay because it was the puppers, and right. Puppers get a free pass.
Right.
In my world.
So we went to Walmart the next day.
They did not have to do that.
And Lacey bought me a new set of frames.
I really wish they had not done that. We could have got you some here.
Yeah.
But
it's not like I was used to wearing them or anything, but.
Oh, you weren't at all. Gary was walking around the house with his head spinning.
Yeah, that's gone, though.
Because you all, they're bifocals.
Benjamin Franklin, baby.
Bifocals. You are wearing bifocals. He had astigmatism in both eyes, so we could have died.
That's not true. Why are you over-exaggerating?
All those times we were driving at night, and I'm like real stressed out about Gary's driving. He could have killed us.
I can't tell. I can tell a little difference.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you can.
At night, yeah. It's a little different.
What about when you're watching TV and reading?
I mean, who reads?
The screen.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps.
I'm glad you got him.
Yeah. Just now, obviously, according to Abby, I need to do something with my hearing because I can't hear anything.
I can't.
But that's a whole, that could be a whole podcast. Like, so anyway, we get up there.
Surprised him.
Surprised. So his birthday party is Saturday. And so we have shenanigans the whole time, you know. I broke my diet on Thursday.
Your lifestyle.
My lifestyle. But not too bad. Me like too. When we flew in, I had a salad, and then
at a bar.
Yeah. And it was weird because there you like had to sign in, like I guess for contact tracing.
Mm-hmm.
So
they used they took your temperature. They were super strict. Yeah,
they took your temperature when you came in.
Masks everywhere. Yeah.
And first of all, the flights. Oh my God. I don't know that I would ever fly any other way. Like, you didn't sit by anybody. Well, first of all, me and Ellis, our seats were next to each other. Just two big fat dudes next to each other in this plane. And like, it's empty. There's nobody in front of us, behind us, beside us, whatever. And Ellis finally scoots over to like the other row. Yeah. I'm like, all right, you know, don't take your mask off on the plane. They do not like that. I didn't do it, but a few guys did in front of us, and they had to stay on the plane after we left. I don't know what happened.
Did they get in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Like, took their names, phone numbers, reported them.
I just saw today that, like, they're issuing big fines.
On flights?
Yeah. And, like, in the airport, there's all kinds of warnings. At the gate, there's all kinds of warnings. When you get on the plane, the captain tells you, don't take it off. It could, you know, we can ban you from flying this airline.
In their defense, this is their business, and their businesses aren't doing super well right now. So they need to do everything they can to stay open, to stay operating. And if you're doing anything to compromise that, you're a douchebag.
Yeah.
So just where you're, I mean, it was what, an hour flight that they were.
It was like an hour. I had four total flights.
If you cannot keep your mask on for an hour, you don't get to get out of the house.
I fell asleep. I got upgraded to the emergency aisle.
I don't think that's an upgrade to the emergency aisle.
There was nobody in the emergency. Yes, it is. There's more leg room. There's bigger seats.
It's like, sure, but I don't think it's like upgrade.
There's nobody there, so.
Okay, you got moved.
Yeah, and left Ellis in the back of the plane. So he sends a picture.
Okay, to be fair, that picture was hilarious because your head is like sticking way out over everybody else. Like, you look like a giant in that seat.
I slept for maybe the first time ever on a plane.
Because you had leg room?
Yeah, I was just...
God, do you remember that plane, that flight coming home from Florida that one time on...
Then we had to stop, the one we had to
stop.
Yeah,
but we were like, we were packed. It was a packed flight. And we were in the front, the very front seat, and the wall was super close. I thought that it was bad. Like, I could not move my legs. Like, you can kind of slide your feet under the seat in front of you in some flights, but this was like a wall.
Yeah, there was no...
I honestly was miserable and glad we had to get off the flight.
So, yeah, had a good time.
Okay, so Sunday...
Birthday party went phenomenal. Jason and I karaoke'd our little hearts out. He claims to be the king of New Hampshire karaoke. Granted, he was warming up that earlier that day, and I was sending him sober.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I think his true calling is to be an entertainer. Like, loves it.
You two share that side.
Yeah. So we sang. I swapped pictures of my backside with other people.
Oh, my God. It is 30 minutes into
the party.
Shout out
to Jeff and Lynn.
30 minutes into the party, and Gary's like, babe. Okay, this taxi was like, I may have invited some people to Kentucky. We're going to meet them when they come down here. Jeff and Lynn.
Yeah. Ellis said they stay at his house.
He's seen my butthole. I've seen his. We both have pictures. We shared colonoscopy stories. I was
No. He had a different issue.
Yeah. Okay. But we both have. I'm like, you led with your colonoscopy story. Of course you did. And from there on, the rest of the night, I got repeated texts.
You got to FaceTime with several people?
After 20 minutes, or 20 minutes, I'm talking like hours of, babe, they love me up here. I could run for like political office up here. These people love me.
I found that it doesn't pay anything in Laconia, New Hampshire, so I'm
Did you look it up?
I asked Kelsey's dad.
And he was super excited. Just thought, I don't know. I don't know what he was doing other than talking about his butthole. But I got multiple.
Oh, we talked about bourbon. Listen, there's no sales tax up there. Not a lot of people drink bourbon, I don't think. So it was way cheaper. We bought two bottles of Blanton's. Drank all of it.
I'm so mad you didn't bring any home.
Well, I brought Eagle Rare home. Ace is supposed to bring it to me, so...
Could have brought some Blanton's, man. I like the little bottle. It's cute. Also, it's good bourbon.
So, yeah. Had a fun time. Sunday was chill. We went to Boston. Stayed in an expensive hotel room that was...
empty.
Like, let me rephrase that. Normally, it would have been an expensive hotel room, but it was like $100.
Nice.
Right on the shore, I guess, where they dumped the tea in. To the Boston Harbor. Nothing's open though. It's not like you can go hang out in Boston. Everything's closed. We ordered Chinese food.
Now you said Massachusetts was like crazy.
Oh yeah, strict. Like if we would have, like if Lacey would have lived in Massachusetts, we'd either had to gotten a test within like 48 hours or agree to quarantine for 14 days. So
that's interesting.
So while I'm there,
like impeach the governor there.
In Massachusetts?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. Probably really liberal up there. Yeah. So while I'm there, like we have been this whole time, before I get into that, Lacey had a great time. I was ready to come home though.
Yeah.
Jason on Sunday was wiped.
Like I didn't.
I bounced back way better.
When the conversation for this trip, there was no details, which that's on me. Yeah, I should have asked for details first. Not that I would have, like...
said no?
Right. I wouldn't have said no.
You'd been prepared?
But I'd been more prepared. I did not realize...
I'm so proud of Abby. She kept the kids fed.
Okay.
She took Charlie to volleyball.
Harlan puked all over me multiple times.
Like the night I left.
He got sick. He was sick. We did medicine.
Which, kudos to you. You've got him taking his medicine like a champ.
Oh, man.
So she dealt with some adversity while I was gone. Not a lot.
There was one day we thought on Friday I was slammed at work with just meetings and trying to get stuff done.
And then a classmate of Charlie's gets COVID.
Potentially volleyball. She gets two different exposures.
Right.
Both of them we are clear
and
for
we've
takeoff.
Been dodging this.
Dodging about like the guys in dodgeball dodge wrenches. Like,
No. Since like... it feels like the walls have been closing in. And I thought, secret time, for sure I'd come home and I'd get sick. Like, I thought...
after I yelled at you, you still have... You still have...
I've been home almost a week.
I know, but you still have time.
But I was like, oh, man.
I was going to make you mask
like,
up.
I was like, if I get sick, Abby's going to be so pissed.
Oh, yeah, I would. I'd be so pissed.
But we've been dodging this forever. Like, it has come within...
knock on wood, you just...
like, no. We're not... we haven't dodged it now. Charlie's upstairs in quarantine.
Well, we're not... but she's not sick.
Right.
Like, I don't want sickness.
Oh.
But she... God love her. So, we get the call. So, that's Walker. Yeah. And I'm, like, calling him, like...
and these rules are so ass backwards. Like, the person in her class that she's had class with, but have maintained... distancing or whatever.
Social distancing and mask.
So she doesn't have to quarantine. Volleyball, the coach. Oh, I mean, it was on Facebook, so we can say it.
Well, it just said a staff member.
with the volleyball program.
Yeah.
Was an athletic trainer. anyway, direct contact with the kid. Protocols were followed. Cool. And that's cool. If that's how it is, fine.
Now,
fast forward a week, I get back. We've dodged the bullets. We've been dodging bullets forever. We've always been like one person away, whether it be Harlan or Charlie.
Charlie's been our most active.
Yeah, like whether it be
bullet,
wherever she's been, it's followed her.
Yeah, but we've always escaped it. Now we did go get tests Sunday.
Yes,
because of the exposures, and I'm just telling you right now, in my gut, I was like, "This damn kid." I thought Harlan had it because we were puking. Had a runny nose, and I started reading the things about kids, and like runny nose, cough. The only thing we never had was a fever.
He just had a cold.
And, well, so I took him to the doctor earlier because, like, it was one of those nights I thought he had night terrors. It was awful.
Before, we thought he had a sore throat.
Right. I thought he tested negative for that. And I'm like, maybe, God, if this kid has.
But you took him to the doctor before that, and he tested negative for all the regular stuff.
Right. Well, they just did a strep. And so I thought, damn, if this kid's got it. And then Charlie was kind of feeling like, I've been around this person and this person. And Charlie's
biggest
fear. I
think you for sure get the psychosomatic effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Charlie's 100% biggest fear is getting Harlan sick. Mm-hmm. She is terrified of that. I don't know why in her head that gets to be, but she's like, I don't want to get Harlan sick. I mean, I guess she doesn't give a shit about us, but...
Invincible.
Yeah. So she's in quarantine. And just to be safe,
hold on. Let's get to how she got there.
Okay. So then we go through this week.
Monday she goes to volleyball practice. Tuesday she has a game.
And she's doing
so much better in volleyball.
She's okay.
Look, I can see the progress from the... Yeah. Like,
had we...
I mean, she's not making the Olympic team or anything. But no. For the small amount of time she's been there, I feel like she's made good progress.
She has.
And she loves it.
Yeah. She really does. And she loves swim. That's been great. Did she go to school both days this week, Monday and Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the kids
have. No, you had snow day Monday.
Snow day Monday. Oh, and Tuesday. They missed school this week. They didn't go to school this week. Yeah. Never mind. So she's done volleyball, have a game Thursday.
Tuesday.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Thursday gets canceled.
Why do you question me?
Because... I got questions. So then Thursday, we're home. We're trying to rush around. Gary and I are feeding our faces because it's game night. And
I'm fasting.
We fat. Yeah, you fast afterwards. And
while we're eating, we got Pablo's. Yes. Shout out. Pretty good.
It's pretty good. I did the bowl. You did the burrito.
Get the text.
Games are canceled.
Which could be for... myriad of reasons.
More details later. So far, it's been other schools have canceled us. And we're in the red, so no big deal.
The whole state's in the red.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the prerogative. So more details later. The next detail we get is that our tickets will be refunded. So I'm like, okay, it's nothing. Then we get somebody on the team is tested positive.
We'll be in touch.
We'll be in touch. So on this night, Gary... goes to bed at the late hour of 5:30 p.m. Please keep in mind that we would have been out the door at that time going to a volleyball game, but Gare was just tuckered out.
I got up at before 4 a.m., went to the gym.
I got up at 4:45 and cleaned the entire house.
I had a good 45 minutes on you or more. Anyway.
Anyway, so...
I didn't... For the record, I didn't sleep on it. I slept 3.5 hours.
Anyway.
But go ahead.
So, I'm kind of waiting the...
Also, Abby's concocted some story where I tell her...
Hang on a minute. I'm not there yet. So, I'm texting a friend like, I feel like I should be able to call somebody and at least know like, yay or nay on, I got a sitter coming tomorrow. What should we do? Because I don't want like... the sitter to be here and we get
the call that Charlie has to come home.
Right. Or Charlie's
already home.
And, you know, I don't want to expose this kid because she's a kid who's been playing it safe and stuff and I don't want to worry her.
Mm-hmm.
So no sooner than I send that out and I call Micah. About 10 minutes later, we get a text like, hey, red group kids don't go to school. Everybody else isolate until you further notice. So it's like, it's kind of like the, hang on, the health department's going to officially call you tomorrow.
The health department's closed, so there ain't really nobody going to call you tonight.
So I'm kind of like, you could have done this 3 hours ago, but whatever. Because I guess they just have to go through all this crap of like questioning people to find out. I don't know. I don't know what goes into contact tracing. I know it's a lot of calling and asking and lists and stuff. Right. So who was where, who was there. So I decide to call the babysitter, cancel with her, and say, I'll figure this out. So I go into Gary, my partner, my husband, my teammate in life.
Let's rewind. I'm asleep.
And I'm like, hey, babe. Yeah, yeah. Eyes open. Eyes are open.
This is where it gets fuzzy. I don't believe that this happened, but...
I was crying. So I'm like, babe, Char is in isolation. We'll probably hear from the health department tomorrow. I went ahead and canceled Emily. Do you think Char can stay with Harlan? Should I stay home? What should we do? Can you stay? And you're like, no. I was like, no what? No, I'm not staying. I'm not staying. And I'm like, oh, okay, okay. Like, you got something at work tomorrow? I'm not letting him put that in my butt. And I'm like, the hell? I'm like, what?
See, this is where I just...
No, and so I start giggling. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So then I'm like, oh, he's talking in his sleep. This is great. And you're like, Lacey will try to take my temperature in my butt, and I'm not going to let him. And I'm like, Lacey's going to take your temperature. Yes. Yes. Why are you laughing? Why is that funny? It's Saturday, right? No, baby, it's not Saturday. Well, and you roll over and you're like, we're just going to drive home all day. We got to drive home. We got to drive all the way home. And I was like, so I'm getting a sub. Is that what you're saying? So I call. And it's kind of weird because I don't know how to code it. Like, I'm really staying home to watch my kid.
Right.
The other kids I don't have anybody to watch my kid.
Yeah.
So we worked it.
To be fair, I had a meeting I had to go to Friday, so.
I knew nothing about the meeting. I just knew that Gary didn't want anything in his butt.
So Charlie has been, for the most part, in her room. She comes out, she wears a mask. She has no symptoms or anything right now, but
no.
We're playing it safe.
Yeah, she.
Harlan's got lots of attention.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is good because he's done so good lately.
He has. He really has. I get really, like, emotional thinking about how far he has come.
Yeah.
From where, like.
Like, I'm sitting in therapy on Thursday, and I remember, like, the first time I took him, I was like, oh, this is a disaster. He wouldn't pay attention. It was from.
How many times would I call you from therapy sobbing?
To be fair, you took him, like, twice before I started.
That's not true. I took him all summer. Enough with that nonsense.
We didn't start until like August. But anyway, yeah. So he progressively has found things that have kept his attention. He has like started to want you to play with him and he will share.
His sharing's a little iffy.
It's on his terms.
Yeah.
I get that. I ain't mad at that.
But he, one thing that I got, like, first off, he said, I love mommy. I said, I love you, Harlan. And he said, I love you, mommy. So that was huge. He used the pronoun me.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happened he was completely naked 5 minutes before my Zoom on Thursday.
After wearing a costume all morning.
Never has wore a costume. Never. Like, refused. We brought this costume home.
Oh, he was not down with it.
Last September and hated it. But he would, like, get it out and, like, touch it and play with it like it was a person. It was really
weird. You got to warm up to things.
Yeah. We have about a 6-month warm-up time with him. But he insisted to put this on. And it was a day, it was a snow day for us. But I still had to be present and do Zooms and stuff with kids. So nobody showed up, but 2 out of my 3 Zooms. So he put that on. Literally sitting down to start a Zoom, and a kid actually showed up to this one. It's 5 minutes before. Harlan's carrying a full-length mirror. I've got Charlie blocked off in her room so she could do her Zooms, and he wouldn't interrupt. and he's naked and he puts the mirror in front of me. He says, "Look at me. Look at me." And I was like, I don't know if he's just repeating this phrase that he's heard or if like he's using.
He's wanting you to look at him. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, that is huge. Like, because pronouns are something he doesn't. That's really abstract. If you think about it, like me, you, us, we finally have his name. So I just think that is huge. And last night he wanted a dinosaur and I could see him. The cool thing now is you can see him trying really hard.
He's thinking about it.
To talk to you. And he was trying to tell me he wanted a dinosaur and he kept saying dinosaur. And he was pointing, not kind of like randomly, but he finally said, "I want dinosaur."
Hmm.
And so that's when I realized he has a stuffed dinosaur that he was putting all of his babies to bed. So, I mean, I was thrilled.
Yeah.
But
little fella's getting a little more independent.
I get a little bit more progress.
Then he smears toothpaste literally all over. Like you walk into the bathroom and the smell of fresh mint Crest will knock you down.
Yeah. I think I had just taken a shower and I was sitting down and
he was being quiet and I was like, "Oh, you gotta get in the bath." And so Abby meanders in to see what's going on.
He had it in his eyes and he's going, "Owie, owie." I'm like, "God bless it, son." He loves toothpaste. Like, I don't want to do with the toothbrush and the toothpaste. It's all.
He loves it.
I mean, if Charlie knew, like I did boil her toothbrush the other morning because he had it like he was chewing on it. She doesn't know that. Kind of like Gary, who I just need to know if other people have like boundaries.
We have made babies together. We have been sick together. We can share a toothbrush.
I do not want to share a toothbrush. I think that is just a clear boundary for me. I will drink after people. I will eat off your plate. Like, I don't want to share a toothbrush. It's just.
Sounds a little snobby to me.
You dip and you get your dip, whatever those are. I don't know, crumbs on the toothbrush. That's gross. And then I brush my teeth and I taste tobacco.
I don't believe that.
Also, get a toothbrush.
I have a toothbrush.
Where is it?
I think it's still in my suitcase.
You didn't pack it? I don't know what you packed.
I packed a green toothbrush. I don't know. That's the one I always use.
Obviously not, because you've been using mine.
Because I couldn't find my...
I'm buying toothbrushes tomorrow, and I'm hiding them from you and from Harlan. Like, I have to hide my razors from Charlie, toothbrushes from you.
This is communal. We're family.
We're family. I want deodorant. I have to hide that from her. She just walks in, searches my deodorant.
She wants to be like you.
I don't want to share deodorant either.
I just don't.
Like, boundaries that I... There are minimal things that I ask to be my own. Very minimal. I've had not so much private time, like by myself time in a really long time. So I need some space. How many times did Harlan say my name today?
It was kind of amusing. I'd be right there and he'd be yelling for Abby. Then he actually started yelling, "Abby."
That was your fault.
Listen, I do what I can.
I'm just needing a little me time.
So, as Abby's laying on the couch today, we're going to watch TV. She flips on our free HBO Max.
We're going to talk about it?
Yeah. And lo and behold, she finds a show, an animated series about half-assed parents.
Called?
Close Enough.
I'm pissed, you all. The daughter's name's like Claudia or some shit. Tell me that's not Charlie.
It's Candace.
Candace. Something like
it's
that.
It's not Charlie. It's
They're
not,
in their mid-30s.
It's a horrible show, by the way.
It's bad. It's an awful show. It was dumb.
And I'm not just saying that because...
No, it's bad. It's bad. Because I think some of those like F is for Family, love it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
That's like Bill Burr's life, you know? Yeah. Like this is...
This is not funny. It's like not it
our
was,
life. And maybe our podcast is like that. I don't know.
But we c- come up, but the
premise
we're
not
was,
on HBO Max.
A, B, the whole premise is this is for us more than anybody, and I feel like we have a lawsuit. I feel like we at least have a cease and desist.
We gotta get our lawyer on it.
I'm just saying.
But so we watch some of it, and I'm just like, this is not a good show. And I like stupid things.
Yeah.
And it's yes. Way beyond my.
Yeah, it was not entertaining. Well, yeah. He like lost his wallet and bought, I don't know, it was so stupid. Like the jokes were really.
Yeah.
I feel like I could be a writer on a TV show.
Yeah, you said that. What, like a comedy writer or
I don't
make
know.
Up stories?
I don't really know how the process is. I don't know that I'm not creative enough to
in
make
my
up
head,
stories.
I've always seen like a smoky room with a bunch of people in front of a computer just typing,
totally
just like
vague.
Throwing shit on the wall, hoping something sticks.
But I think there's like a process where I feel like I could work in a group of people.
Yeah.
Because like text messages and stuff, group texts. I feel like I bring a little bit of entertainment to that.
Maybe, yeah.
Not quite to the level of your filthiness, but
I'm a shock and awe.
I'm not.
George W. Bush type
I
style.
Will take like, I'm more play with words, ideas, like, but I think I could do that. I don't know how you break
what
into
kind,
that.
Like a,
I don't know how you break into that, but.
Like.
I can't
Are
make
you
up
a Mindy
stories.
Kaling? Are you Tina
really
Fey?
I have like, to be more like, probably like a mom, like Roseanne.
Well, she's a stand-up comic and that's how
right,
she transitioned.
Right, but I feel like that's more my, like that type of situational comedy would be more my speed. Like, I would so love to be on the Miss Pat show.
Miss Pat, call us.
She's
the Pat so down.
Her show's getting filmed right now. Like they turn some guy, like I was listening to the podcast and a guy who heard, I've talked about this before, but read the book Rabbit, listen to any podcast with Miss Pat on it. She has her own podcast, but I feel like you need to.
You got to know who she is before you listen to her podcast because it's wild.
Don't jump into her podcast.
She'd
first.
Be yelling.
You need to know more about her. So I would listen to her on Marin and
Rogan.
Great interviews. So that's how she kind of got found. She was on Marin. And.
Well, she was on Bob and Tom a ton.
Yes, but she hit more exposure
right,
when she got
yeah.
on Marin. And her stories are so insane, so crazy, so wild. And a guy's like, I want to make a TV show out of this. And he kept pursuing her and pursuing her.
But it can't be a comedy, right?
Oh, it is. They've tried,
but it can't be like a biographical.
Well, they were talking about the genre and like the guy.
She's the star, I assume.
Yes. The guy who kind of had a vision for this was trying to make it more a little bit like vintage-y sitcom.
Family Matters.
No, not like that. But they were talking about just different things they wanted to do with
it. Has
it
been picked up anywhere?
Yeah,
just...
yeah. Like it's going to be on TV. They are filming it right now. And
what?
Like,
not that we get any channels, but.
BET is one of, is it's going to be on that. It's like a BET, there's a word after it. Like a plus or a extra or something. I don't know. But yeah, she's in Georgia filming it right now. So and she was
where
just,
she's from.
Right. It was just cool hearing her talk about like everything like takes so much time because if you use somebody's music, if somebody and they
oh, yeah.
and they don't own it and how they have to go through that. But in quarantine.
Yeah. Like, wasn't it like, didn't the office have to pay $67,000 or something to use a song that Michael just said the lyrics to? He didn't even sing it.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that. But yeah, that whole licensing stuff.
It's very interesting. But anyway, I don't know. I couldn't write for her because she has a very, like, she's very.
She has her own voice.
Yes, her voice is very specific. And it's her. And so she
she
will go in and go, nobody would say that in my family. Nobody would say that. And
her episode of The Cabin was so hilariously uncomfortable.
Yes. And if you did not know her, you would not laugh, I don't think, personally.
Right. Because she comes off as just like.
And then knowing her and having heard her and Bert talk.
Yeah.
And then Bert's wife.
Yeah.
And Pat talk a lot. Knowing that they have an outside relationship of that made it completely hilarious for me. But I could see people not laughing at it. I love The Cabin.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted, one of my New Year's resolutions was, Abby would always ask me about podcasts, and I never would listen to them. So I started. Mm-hmm. And so I started with ones that we enjoyed together. Mm-hmm. So I think I've beat her to all the new Two Bears.
Which is crazy because you never listen to them.
No. But.
But they're funny, right?
So like when I'm at the gym early in the mornings, like I'm like, oh, is it Monday yet for the new, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And so like. Bert calls Snoop Dogg. They're on a show on TBS together. And Snoop's like, man, I want to be on the cabin.
Yeah.
And he's like, done.
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing more episodes of it, but done.
So.
What other podcasts are you listening to? The Ethan Suplee.
Yeah, those are the two main ones that I listen to. American Glutton. And
I've not listened to American Glutton yet.
It's just that dude, like, well, you know, if you don't know Ethan Suplee, you do know him, you just don't realize you know
right.
him.
Right, that's exactly, like, it took me a long time to process.
You know
process.
Him, you just don't, like, his name doesn't, he's Earl's brother, my name's Earl, he's in Remember the Titans. Mm-hmm. Take it way back to being the big kid in, what's the one, shit, I can't remember. With the Savage Kid.
Fred Savage.
No. His brother.
Corey.
Corey and Topanga. That show. What is it called?
Shit. Boy Meets World.
He's in Boy
is
Meets
he
World.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's a kid. That was like his first show. But anyway, like he gets up 550 pounds. Uh-huh. Like he always played the big guy.
Yeah.
And now he's got abs. Like he's ripped. No surgery. Like he did it all.
Yeah. That's insane.
And so that's what his podcast. And he talks to his friends and he talks to doctors. He talked to, I don't even know how you say his name, Arnoldsky.
Yeah, the guy we love on Instagram.
Yeah,
he's great.
Talked to him about
love
it.
Him. A, because he approves of carbs.
And so. He's like an obesity doctor.
Is that what he is?
I yeah, he know. Like he refers people for like gastric bypass and stuff. And he was a body, like, anyway, those are the main two I listen mm-hmm. to. And I've been listening to a lot of like, the Orlando Informer podcast.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know, because like we want to take Harlan to Disney World. And
I sat on the bed today and he was in a bad mood. He just started having a big old fit. And he loves one of those TikTok sounds, the oh no, no, no. Mm-hmm. But then somehow we got stuck on, he kept saying, "Ooh, got a friend in me." So I just played that sound. You can, like, search by sound. You can filter by sound. Yeah. Just different videos where people have used the You Got a Friend in Me. We did that for probably, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah. It was all Toy Story stuff.
All toy, yeah. And so every now and then, most of those, the sound doesn't match. Like, it's like people being friends. And also a weird trend of boys going into their girlfriends while they're laying on their bed and writing their name on their girlfriend's foot or wife's foot or whatever. Don't do that. Don't do that. That looked weird.
But your TikTok, do what you want to do.
No, don't do that. I'm just saying in general, don't be that guy. And every time it came to Disney, he was really pumped.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know it was Disney, but.
So I obviously started looking at Disney vacations. It was
joking,
so
was like, we need to
hard
go.
To navigate. Like, there's you got to make reservations, and there's rules about parks per day. And blah,
do you think
blah.
That's intentional?
I think it's COVID related, but also Disney, like Disneyland, is still not open.
Oh,
like it's
you
not,
can't go to Toy Story.
Disney World is open. Disneyland in California is not open.
Oh, see, I don't even.
So they laid off like 28,000 people.
Oh my gosh, that is awful.
And so. You know, and I've talked about my love for watching theme park stuff on mm-hmm. YouTube.
I don't know how you still watch all that.
Because there's something new all the time.
I don't know what's new, though.
You have to watch to find out what's new. Like at Universal, there's a whole new roller coaster about to open.
Yeah, but it's not open yet. So what is there new to talk about? Like, oh, we laid another track today, or there's another screw in the...
Yeah, like it goes from dirt to the track.
Can they see that though?
Yes, like I've literally watched the whole thing be built.
That's precious.
And now they're testing with people and they're unveiling like the raptors on the outside. Like, it's crazy.
I would watch new voodoo donuts be made.
Just watched a video of like the annual pass holders get a donut, which I almost would do that. Even if we'd made, it would pay off if we made 2 trips a year there.
No.
All right. I'm just saying it would pay for itself.
I want to go to a beach sometime in my life.
There's lots of water there.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. But, like, the people at Disney, the entertainment is limited. Like, the interactions with the characters is not, like, which is a huge part if you're taking a kid.
That's it.
Like,
that's
I'm not
why
taking Harlan to ride roller coasters.
No. I would strictly take him to see people.
Yeah.
He's still too young, but he was precious today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think he's way too young to go.
Should you take a toddler to, and I feel.
Did it just say hell no?
No, it's, they will remember that always. Like, if they.
I don't believe that.
Like, if he's, it would be magical to him. If it was a normal time, like, you to see Woody, and but he may. He may not like it.
That's the thing. It's a total crapshoot with him. Also, I think with a toddler, you're risking, with him, we could have a shit day where everything makes him mad. And what are you doing?
Yeah. But in general, you know, I think toddlers are up to 5 years old.
Mm-mm.
Like, if he's 5, 6 years old.
I feel like after 4, you're not a toddler anymore. After 3. I don't know the rules. Preschooler?
But I think it legit would be magical for him.
In the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But I just don't know that that's such a big commitment. I mean, yeah.
Whereas I feel like the Universal where we went is not a toddler-friendly place.
No.
It's more for, like, people who are into movies. And, you know, there are some kid, like.
You can still have fun. You can still, there's bright colors. There's fun things.
Yeah, but as far as
I don't know that
like,
you would connect with it the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I looked into things like there's a Sesame Street thing in Pennsylvania or something. I don't know. I just looked for different vacation things. But
there's a Legoland down there.
Yeah. You said it's like really expensive though, right?
Yeah. Like when I looked into it, it was
crazy.
But they're all expensive, so.
Yeah, I don't know what Lego. I mean, he plays with blocks. I don't think we'd be that devoted to.
Well, he's got a few years.
Yeah.
I mean, but honestly, think about when you were a kid. Like, I never. Disney was never.
That was like such a unicorn. Like
the people that went were like, really?
Yeah, like I you're was so like. Rich. You're so, like, in my head, like.
Like, I remember people, like, had grandparents that lived in Florida, and they would go, and then maybe go there for a day or two.
Sure, yeah.
I don't remember anybody going there for, like, a week.
Honestly, don't know a lot of people who went.
Yeah.
It was so far from my realm of, like, thinking that people did that. I mean, we didn't go on vacations anyway, so.
Right. Like, our vacation was.
I think we went camping a couple times.
Kings Island.
Yeah.
Camden Park.
Yeah, we did it. We did a Nashville trip once.
Like one day.
Yeah, it was, we've even stayed in the hotel in Moorhead, so, I mean.
Remember when your dad was really into that, like 4th of July?
Loved it. Because the Holiday Inn had that pool, and I get it, because it was like the rooms walked out.
Outside. And then you, like, literally right in front of the fireworks.
So we'd, like, order pizza, get good food, fireworks are right there. I get it now.
Yeah.
We walked up to the plaza one time with him, and Dustin and I karaoke'd.
You're no Jason Ellis.
I am no Jason Ellis. I think we sang Amy. But I could do that now.
It's just, I don't know. It's been a interesting first month of the year, even though we're 6 days into
the second month. Did January not feel like forever, though?
No, it felt like it went super fast to me.
It was so slow. So, I need it to be spring.
Yeah, if it would warm up a little bit.
I need to get these kids aside.
We're both trying to work on our health. I got my glasses. I've been going to the gym. I'm down 26 pounds.
I'm so proud of you. I've not weighed this week. I'm scared too.
So if I could just turn that into 126 pounds, I would be right where I want to be. Right on track.
126?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. You can do it though.
Look at me. I'm a lot. But
I hate seeing pictures of me right now because I'm looking at pictures of me after I had Harlan and I lost a lot of weight. I was probably the lowest I'd ever been and I am no longer that person. So it's really hard and depressing for me to see my face.
Really I like fat. Seeing your face.
I appreciate that. It looks really chumpy. Chunky, not chumpy.
We talked a little bit about my butthole earlier. And this is not your thing. Yeah. Because the Super Bowl's coming up this weekend.
Why is your butthole so active?
It's got good stories. So, I want to say this was probably like, Charlie was young.
Is the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are we doing anything?
You're not supposed to cheer. You're not supposed to have people over.
I got to grade papers, but I do want to like.
Like a lot of people aren't doing commercials.
What's that about? I've not paid attention.
I don't know. There, I think they're giving money to like charity.
Something else
and stuff.
Instead.
Yeah.
Good for them. All right. Continue.
So we watched the Super Bowl and I'm.
We're here.
I'm in the midst of a similar time in my life. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm taking some weight loss medicine. And
doctor didn't give me any of that this time. I was pissed.
So that Super Bowl we watched at home, just me, Abby, and Charlie. We got Mexican food, like we had the whole spread. Didn't think anything of it. What I get to like after the game, and I just get
no. I don't think the game was over.
Yeah, the game was over. Get really bad.
It was icing outside.
Yeah, it was like just typical early February. I'm hurting. Like, I'm hurting, and I'm trying to use the bathroom, and it hurts. And turns out I'm a little dehydrated, and I've
mentioned this.
Is it called impacted?
I don't know what it's called.
Anyway, I've got a blockage, and I don't know what to do.
I have to call a friend, and Charlie's young enough to where we don't leave her home at this point.
Oh, no.
We had just moved here, I think. It was like our first winter here, and I have to call somebody. I'm like.
If this grosses you out, just fast forward, because this is funny.
And I'm like, hey, man, I think I'm going to go take Gary to the hospital, like the ER. What's wrong? Not super sure, but I think I even took Charlie up to the house. I'm like, you get ready.
Yeah.
I drop her off at the house and I'm like.
And like, I'm chugging water. I take mineral oil.
That's what, for some reason we had mineral.
Like we Googled it.
We had mineral oil because I was giving it to Gunner for something. And I still had it in my cabinet. The dog's been dead for God knows how long.
He's probably still alive at that point.
You think? He was just living with my mom.
Yeah.
That could be it. Anyway, I had mineral oil for him. And. I come back home after I drop her off, and I'm like, are you ready to go?
I can barely walk. Like,
no, and you're like, for some reason, decided to shower. I don't know what that was about, but you needed to, you wanted to shower. And so you get in the shower, and you're like in pain. And I'm like, what do you say? His butt hurts?
A stool blockage?
I'm like, drink. But finally,
I'm walking to the door to leave, and I'm like, "Oh wait,
you're happening. Well, let me go to the bathroom after the mineral oil."
Yeah,
and you use the bathroom, but it was like passing a softball.
It was. I wish I took a picture of it.
It's so disgusting.
Just put it in the nastiness that I share around.
Yeah, it's right up your alley.
But you know, like
I was terrified.
Like, imagine me. Like, I'm going to have to be one explaining what's going on here. Also, I'm in horrible pain. Also, I can't walk.
Did you learn your lesson about drinking water?
Not really. No, not at all.
0 out of 0 on that.
So yeah, that's probably
that was a very memorable.
Yeah,
I think we had a snow day the next day. I'm really pretty sure we did. I always felt like that day after Super Bowl should be a day off school anyway. We all know people stay up late.
This Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, or it's not even, whatever day you're the day of the Super Bowl, our boys, Bert and Tom, are going to do another pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And I don't even, like, you may want to watch the game, but I would just rather watch them.
No, I'm not.
But I can't do that. We can't do that with Charlie.
Because Charlie can't watch Harlan.
She's got to stay court. Well, she can watch Harlan. I mean, I don't care about Harlan, but she can't, like, listen or watch
watching. Yeah, yeah. So we got to be, like, in a different room on a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let her out of her room tomorrow. She's fine. We've not had any.
She's got no symptoms.
She's been, God love it, she had a thermometer in her room.
She got her braces.
She did.
So that, like, and I felt for her because it.
Everybody that told me was like, Abby, it really does hurt.
So she got like these, we have these white cheddar puffs. Like once you, they dissolve, like they're fine, but they're crunchy.
Yeah.
First thing she tried to eat, pours her big bowl. First crunch. Oh, I was like, no, those are crunch. You can't eat that.
She was in pain.
So she lived on like milkshakes and.
Yeah. I brought her home a milkshake. Best moment ever. I brought home a large milkshake from school, and she would like met me at the door. She's like, "Thank you, mommy, thank you," and she's like kissing my face, and she sits down to eat it, and she's like, "I can't possibly eat anymore."
And we look at it. There's like maybe a spoonful left.
I thought maybe half of it. I thought, oh, her mouth hurts. She's only eaten half of it. And I'm like, score for me. There's none left at all. I can't possibly eat another bite.
Yeah. And then I got her one the next day for McDonald's, and she's like, oh, McDonald's just hits different. I was like, whatever.
She's played it up. I feel like I have cooked for these children so many days.
Also, I was told to give reminders to Abby while I was gone to feed the children.
So.
Because that's what I do. I don't cook very well, but I get the kids fed.
I was very, okay, so here's something I've noticed about myself. When it all falls on me. I'm a bad bitch. Like, I step up big time. The house, immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
We were a well-oiled machine. I slept like shit. I do not sleep well when you're not here at all. It's a combination of just...
missing me.
Yes, missing you. It's like something feels off. And when you used to do MMA stuff, I could not sleep the night you were on the road. needing just like... it's weird. It's just weird. It's different. Charlie does not sleep well. She woke me up multiple times with nightmares. The kids are just a little bit needier if it's just me.
You think?
Oh, 100%.
They're all striving for your attention.
Like, I had to wait until midnight one night to take a shower because if I shower in the morning, I risk Harlan waking up and then he wants to shower or he wants to, like, it's just an issue. But... like, we made it. The only day I was worried about was Monday because I had to be in two places at the same time.
And you got a snow day, so.
We were blessed with. I mean, that was a blessing because I was super stressed about that day. And being able to, and I had to call somebody to have, get Harlan off the bus and stuff like that. But
it all worked out.
I handle it. I can handle it. So I did. I fed the kids. We had a fun make your own pizza night. Charlie did really good making her own pizza. Harlan and I made Muffies. He ate every single damn one of them. So when Gary says that, like, I can't cook, I can't, like, it's all a joke because I can, I just don't want to, but I can step when it's just me. I know I can step up and dishes were done. Laundry,
that's true.
Every bit of laundry was
done.
But what?
You let Charlie match the socks, and even you were like, what is this?
She needed a chore. She was in her room. I was like, you're going to match all these socks, and you're not coming out until all the socks are matched. I Surprise. Did not check said socks. And I looked in Harlan's drawer, and he has random socks in his drawer, and his are matched a little bit better than ours, but she literally matched a, like one of those low-cut, no-show socks with a large sock. They weren't even the same color. It was gray and a white. It was Skechers and a Gildan, like, said so on the sock, man. So she was being lazy.
Shocker.
But to be fair, I mean, all laundry was done. So I think I overcompensate in those moments when I when I am, it's a control thing. It's not exactly healthy. It's not a healthy mentality. But now I'm really backed up on grades, and I got to get that under control.
That's your Sunday. That's your Super Bowl Sunday.
I wanted it to be done today so I could chill tomorrow, but that did not happen.
We got the groceries early. We adulted this week. We got our taxes done.
We need to get some more groceries. The snacky snacks are gone. Somebody keeps eating 3 boxes of snacks every time he goes to the cabinet.
You got to look at the picture Abby posted of him falling asleep with the snacks.
He can get into the cabinet. Like, you can't leave the cabinet open at all now, or he can get his little fingers under there and pop it open. All of our food's in an armoire. We have no cabinet space in this house. And he can get in there, and he gets a box of Fruit Loops, a box of Cheez-Its, and a bag of Goldfish. And he walks off, and he's carrying all of it, and his little arms can't even. It's so adorable. So it's kind of like, just let him go. But that's what he wants before he goes to bed every night. So I have to get it out, and I have a special bowl I can put it in that has 3 holes in it, so I'm like a little Goldfish.
Good compartment for him.
Yeah. And he's satisfied with that, but he's a lot. I like a little. I've been snacking at night too with him, so gotta quit that.
We're getting there. You went to the doctor. You lost weight.
Mm-hmm. Not as much as I wanted. I mean, I'm not keto levels.
There's some people that look at you and wish they were where you're at.
Good for them. Good for them. This is not about them. This is about me. I just want to feel healthy. And
I think I'm getting there. If I can get...
I want my muscle back, man. I love muscle. And I want it back. Like, I like being strong. I was not in the flow this morning at the gym. Like, super distracted. I got to figure out how to turn my calls off, my texts off while I'm at the gym. It's annoying. Because it dings in my headphones. But I want
to download your podcast or whatever you're listening to.
I do music.
They don't know how to help you.
I got a playlist. I can't do a podcast while I'm lifting. I can do a podcast if I'm walking. I got to be like angry rap music when I'm lifting. I've always been really afraid that, like, it's happened to me once in the sauna. My Bluetooth will disconnect and my phone will start playing out loud. And like people I know will be around and they'll hear like the insane playlist, and it'll be on some like filthy song that I listen to, and I'll be like, hey guys.
Who turned that on?
Do you ever try to guess what other people are listening to?
Never.
Oh my God, I love that.
Never.
I would love to be at the gym.
I just get amazed at the people that don't listen to something, like don't have headphones on.
Yeah. I mean,
but now in the mornings, I've been listening to a podcast a couple mornings a week, and like generally I'm the only one there when I first get there. So I turn every local channel's news on.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay attention to the news as I go through.
I can do that if I'm like walking.
Because I feel like they're just talking to me when I'm there. I don't know. That's
funny.
You know, you get in those habits, and that's one of those things, like, I'm always there when the local news comes on,
uh-huh.
You know, the early morning.
I distinctly remember being in that routine when I would go early in the morning, yeah. way back when, before, and may or may not have headphones, and we're definitely talking, like, not with the phone, necessarily, like,
right,
you know?
Old like, school MP3
yeah.
player.
Yes. So, oh, God, yeah. So, and very distinct, like, playlist that was regimented, but I would play a game like with the TV, like run during this part, walk during a commercial, or vice versa.
I just want to know who's turning on like the DIY channel and TLC.
Oh, yeah.
Like who, like when, because that's what's always on. Like it's always.
And I get triggered because it's always I'm like, in what the little women's room, that room.
No, yeah.
There's always there. Like a DIY thing on. I'm like, nobody. Who's watching this? Myrtle, who's on the elliptical in the back? Like, no. One morning I went in and it was just me, and I have a tendency to look down. I do not look up because I don't make eye contact with people. I know that's weird. I don't want to talk to anybody, number one. So, number two,
I'm the opposite.
Yeah,
I say hi to everybody.
So weird. So, I got on the treadmill that morning and I had a distinct like walking thing I was going to do. And I'd had my head down, looking down.
Look up, somebody standing there and scared you.
No. I look up and it was one of those like late night infomercials, but we're talking like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And it was a sex toy playing. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm in the on the treadmill right in front of it. And I'm like, Jesus Lord, what do I do?
Get the remote, change the channel.
I don't know where the remotes are. I have not a clue.
I've learned that there's
on the treadmill
like one remote controls all the TVs, at least
in the treadmill in the treadmill area.
Yeah.
Okay. No clue. So I'm like, I will only look down from now on. And there was definitely another person in there. And I'm like, I don't want to take my headphones off.
So you gonna buy this thing, or you wanna split it, or what do we do here?
I didn't want to take my headphones off because I was like, dear God, what if there's sound? I can't handle it. I will fall out if there is sound because I'm so immature. Like, I giggle at that stuff.
It's like Dr. Ruth or whoever
sound
that is.
Shit. I don't even know what it was. So I'm like taking pictures on Snapchat though, and I'm like, I want to share this with everybody. But I was like, how embarrassing. I tell you what I love to watch on the treadmill. I like watching basketball.
Like, do you feel like you're back in the day?
I don't know what it is. Maybe, but I get really... like I can focus and hone in on things, and there's a lot of action happening to where I can look at different things.
Yeah.
Because I have to be super distracted. My brain has
to be. I don't care for sports.
While you're walking?
While I'm working out in general. Because I feel like I just want to stop and watch. It doesn't make you like, you know what I mean? Like it's, I got to focus on it.
I see. And I don't, I think that's what I like it is. I don't have to focus on it. I can watch the ball, or I can watch like, coaches, I could watch the bench. There's so many things to look at that my brain cannot. My brain wants to, which I've heard different things about this. Like, that's not exactly the best way to work out, is to distract yourself while you're doing cardio. Like, you should actually be like focused on that and like process what you're doing. I'm like, nope, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
If I'm doing like hard cardio, which I've not been doing strenuous. That one machine is hard as hell. The walking thing, that's a tread climber thing. Have you ever done that?
No.
Try it. Do it one time this week for me.
Okay.
You got to hold on, though, because you will fall on your ass if you don't. It's hard. Maybe I'm just a weakling, but...
You're not. You're tough.
I'm tough.
All right. That's a recap.
That's it. That's all we got. I feel like we had so many more things to talk about. We got other episodes, though.
Shout out to our friends recovering from COVID. We won't out anybody, but a couple of our friends got it.
Yep.
Guess what? They didn't die.
I hate you. You know better. Don't be an asshole. Like, don't be that asshole. You're better than that.
Just saying.
I'm just telling you. Don't be that person.
I've cracked jokes about the flu being
eradicated.
And Abby comes at me with stats. Well, you know.
I don't, don't have that voice when I come at when I come at you. I come at you very correct. And you don't know how to take it, so all you can do is make fun of me. So
that, maybe. Most of my stuff's just jokes.
So aside from further your point, aside from the fact that yes, we are social distancing, we're doing non-pharmaceutical health strategies and masks and stuff, but at the start of the pandemic, like, for whatever reason, more people got the flu shot this year, more adults than have ever got it. So that happened, and travel has been, like, interstate and international travel has been reduced. That's another reason why your flu is down. So
what happened the last two times I got took the flu shot? What happened?
Two times?
The only two times as an adult that I've taken
it. Well, you didn't die. So,
but I got the flu.
But you got the flu and you didn't die, and who knows, your symptoms could have
been. And they gave me medicine for the flu. What kind of medicine do you get? You just go home and recover. Like that time I laid up there and shook off strep throat.
And gave it to me, you asshole.
Doesn't sound like me.
It does sound like you. So many things sound like you.
I think you got it off a toilet seat.
Okay. You're so ridiculous.
All right.
You're sniffing. You probably do have COVID. God dang it. I'll be so mad at you if you get it. And if you get sick enough to go in the hospital, I'll be so pissed at you.
Will you make fun of me?
Oh, I'll be so mad at you.
You'll take care of me.
I will be so pissed. It will hurt my feelings so bad.
If I get it, I'm going to blame Charlie.
You cannot put that on her. You butthole. You can't do that.
She was exposed. I've not been exposed.
You've been out of state on a plane. You could have had it and brought it home. You still have like multiple days in which to present symptoms.
It's like 7 days, right?
No. You came home on Monday, so you have until next Monday. I'm just saying, it could still happen. I will be so pissed. Junior will not blame that baby girl. She will not live with herself.
All
right. Be nice.
I'm not going to get it, but next week if I'm not on the podcast.
Will you show me how to do the podcast?
Yeah.
So I can carry on. You are sniffling a lot. Oh my gosh. You might have a cold.
Yeah, like.
How many?
I'm sitting here in shorts and no shirt on.
That's not how you get a cold, dummy.
Okay, then.
That's not how it happens.
Oh, yeah.
That's an old wives' tale.
Well, I'm glad that you became a doctor all of a sudden.
I've read enough WebMD that I might as well be.
Then I'm dying. That's what's happened.
No,
if
it's
you've read
not.
Enough WebMD.
I'm better at that now. I don't go to those posts anymore as often.
All right. We appreciate all of our new listeners that listened while the last couple weeks while we didn't post anything. Lots of people listen to old episodes.
Have they been?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, yeah. So of the, like, hundreds of listens a week, most of them are old episodes.
I think that's cool.
Is it?
I don't know. Gosh, we've changed. Don't judge me.
That's the name of our first episode.
Yep. In 2016, HBO, we're coming for you.
Cease and desist, Mavs. All right. Love you.
Love you, babe.
Later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.